When many people think of solar energy, they picture simple solar panels for heating water or photovoltaic cells that produce small amounts of electricity for a home. But here at Sandia Labs, researchers look at big projects that are designed to replace large coal and natural gas electrical generating plants. One of the most promising technologies is the parabolic solar collector that focuses the sun's rays to heat a gas in a simple engine developed nearly 200 years ago by an inventor in Scotland named Robert Stirling. A company, Stirling Energy Systems, developed the parabolic collector with Sandia Labs researchers. Company president and CEO Bruce Osborne explains how it works.
When you heat a gas, it expands to push a piston, to drive a crankshaft, to drive a generator, and when you cool it, it contracts. And so the Stirling engine is a very simple, elegant, and efficient system for taking heat and converting it into electrical power.
The heat that drives the engine comes from mirrors that concentrate the sun's energy on one point. The whole mirror array is controlled by computers that track the sun throughout the day. Osborne hopes this technology will one day reduce the use of fossil fuels like coal, which currently provides about half the electricity generated in the United States.
But I think as we start adding energy usage here in the United States and globally, you'll see solar become a bigger part of the portfolio.
Osborne's company already has two power plants operating in the southwestern United States, providing electricity generated by the sun.
These two projects are massive, about 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity from these two projects, and it displaces more than 4 million tons of greenhouse gases.
Another promising solar technology is the parabolic trough. Here, a large curved mirror concentrates the sun's energy on a tube, heating the oil inside it. Sandia project manager Tim Moss explains.
We heat the oil up to maximum temperature about 400 degrees C. That's sent through heat exchangers to make steam. And then from then on, it's a standard power plant operation of steam turbines and generating electricity.
Researchers here discovered they could improve the efficiency of the device by carefully aligning its mirror to concentrate more heat on the tube. Improved efficiency of solar devices makes them more competitive with traditional energy sources. Troughs are not as efficient as Stirling engines on parabolic solar collectors, but Tim Moss says the trough has an important advantage.
Since we're using an oil or a fluid, per se, we can store the heat of that fluid overnight, so we can be generating electricity even when the sun isn't shining.
While these technologies are already in use in some parts of the world, researchers here hope that improvements will expand the sun's role in creating a clean energy future. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Albuquerque, New Mexico.